Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Hope you had a good weekend and welcome to the Monday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Of course, I'm Dan Bach, DB730, the old DFS alias, and happy to be with you here today. And believe it or not, this past weekend was the final weekend of 2017 without football. That's right. We get professional football through the end of the year. That is just music to my ears. You know, the baseball grind, it's good for a little while, but man, it wears on you, and I don't know about yourself, but I'm ready to get into some NFL, and of course, preseason football is going to kick off this weekend, and usually the sites have some DFS games. I know DraftKings did last year. Not sure FanDuel did. FanDuel might have taken it off, but I'd be surprised if they don't have it for you this year, so you might say, Dan, why would I play preseason football? That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's garbage football. The guys don't play all that long. Blah, 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 blah. Well, the point is, it is actually got a game with a significant amount of edge on it because it's a news gathering game. Basically, reading the tea leaves of who's going to play the most number of snaps in that game. It's kind of like hoops, where you want guys who play the most minutes. Well, in preseason football, you want guys who are going to be on the field the most. You're looking at third and fourth string guys who are going to play two quarters versus the starter who's only going to play one series. And the interesting thing about it is every week it's a little bit different because, you know, week two and week three, you might have starters play, you know, two quarters as opposed to one or two series. So those guys might be more in play those weeks, but it's definitely a different game for you to play. We always have some great content at Roto Grinders, so be on the lookout for that. I know Seth is usually the guy who is on top of that, and it's just a different game. It's you can't play it the same way you're playing the week-to-week DFS. But it's, you know, people laugh when we use the term game of skill. And I'm not going to lie, I laugh in certain contexts too. But this could be argued that it's a greater game of skill than anything else. Because, again, it's all about, you know, doing the research and finding out who the guys who are going to play on a given week. And it's pretty cool. So definitely, if you're tired of baseball, you want something new, be on the lookout for that. I believe it starts this weekend. Isn't the Hall of Fame game this weekend? So, again, it's Monday. We got a full week to lead up to that. But certainly wanted to get the excitement brewing a little bit for you. This weekend, we also had a little snafu. What was it? FanDuel ended up paying out their golf GPPs or their golf contests early and set Twitter ablaze. I was on a rare date night with the wife. You know, we don't get those all that often, so I kind of didn't check it out until the night was over and saw it and was actually laughing at the people who thought, like, this was the end of the world. Like, it was clear what they were going to do. They're clearly going to reverse payments, and then they were going to continue the contest. Now, the only question mark to that was, FanDuel going to be able to do that? You know, I think we can all agree their software isn't the best in the business, but they managed to make it happen. So, like, that was like a nothing burger that people, I thought, kind of made a bigger deal out of. Like, clearly, like, if you got paid early and you were upset then that they took back your money, well, then I don't know what to call you but, like, a cheater, because clearly the contest wasn't over. It was an inadvertent payout. Obvious. So, I was surprised to see some people upset about that. I'm thankful FanDuel is able to fix it properly and things could move on the right way. And entertaining game, a week of golf. I didn't have any Johnny Vegas, so it was all right. I still made some profit, but considering I didn't have the guy who shot 21 under, I'll take it. And then we also had a WNBA rained out a basketball game. Like, pretty sure basketball games have, you know, basketball stadiums have roofs or whatnot, but, you know, dangerous travel situations. And again, Twitter was afire with, oh, I can't believe it. They need to refund everybody's money. Come on. I mean, postponements happen. They suck. Nobody likes it, but it's a part of the sport. Like, yeah, I mean, WNBA, it's not ideal, but that's happened in the NBA. There was a Mexican elevator fire. You're like, what are you talking about, Dan? Well, ask somebody who played DFS about 3-4 years ago about the old Mexican elevator fire, and that was one of the crazier things that happened in DFS in a while. It was the Spurs of all teams, and sure enough, they went to Mexico to play a game, and an elevator caught on fire, and they had to postpone the entire game. So those kind of fluky things happen in sports and in DFS, but you know, people just being like, oh, this is the end of WNBA. I mean, come on, let's not go crazy here. Like, is it not the ideal experience? Of course not, but it is what it is, and people are going to play. I'm very surprised if the number of people would be like, I'm never playing WNBA again because they decided to postpone a game because it was bad travel weather for people. That ruined my experience playing WNBA. I am never coming back. I've only heard that line, I don't know, like every single year for one thing or another that happens in DFS. And guess what? We're still running like $500,000 GPPs every single night. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Like, let's not make everything the best or the worst. And I feel like that happens way too much in not just the DFS world, but in maybe society in general. There's like two extremes to everything when normally it's neither of the two. But I just wanted to make comment on those two things because I found it somewhat interesting today. All right, we got baseball tonight. Final night to queue for a live final, I believe, because I think DraftKings has the last spot available tonight in their $33 qualifier. So if you want to get into that, make sure you play that tournament. So that's happening out in Colorado. If you're curious, yeah, I choked it up bad, big time out there in the head-to-head thing for FanDuel. So Dan is another loser. So tough week for me, but let's try and get you on the right path today. Not a terrible slate, but not the best slate in the world. But we can go through it because you know what? It is what it is. We got to play it as it lies, just like in Happy Gilmore, right? Again, thanks to our friends at Fantasy Draft today. Remember, coming up tomorrow over on Fantasy Draft, not tomorrow, but in the next month on Fantasy Draft, they got another 100K tournament, which is really, really big for them. And hopefully you're enjoying their site. Always levy them some feedback. And yeah, rake-free head-to-heads are awesome. So check them out if you haven't done so yet. All right, we'll go through the games pitcher-wise, and then we'll get into our bats, and then we'll be on our way today on this Monday. Okay, we'll kind of just run through the games here real quick. Ubaldo versus Danny Duffy today, and this game out there in Baltimore. Ubaldo's just not good. I'm never going to really roster him. Danny Duffy, you know, he's somewhat interesting here. 8,900 on FanDuel, 8,300 or 8,300 on FanDuel, 89 on DraftKings, 17-2 on Fantasy Draft. The problem is, you know, he's actually had three 20 fantasy point performances on DraftKings in his last four starts, but he also has only had two quality starts in his last six overall. So I do think he's, you know, fine as a one-off. I just don't think he's fitting my salary build that much on DraftKings. I think there's really only like three guys that I'm probably looking to play, and I don't think he's one of them in this game against Baltimore. Obviously, the Baltimore bats have been a big disappointment this year, and you know, I'm not necessarily afraid of them by any stretch. And you look historically, not great numbers against him. Machado, 1-for-14. Adam Jones, 2-for-19. Chris Davis, 1-for-7. Only one home run, and that was Mark Trumbo, 4-for-10 with a dong against him. But so BVP or pitcher versus batter in his favor. I don't think he's the worst play. I don't think he's unplayable today, but he's not a guy I'm looking to necessarily jam into many of my lineups today. Fulmer and Severino out in Yankee Stadium, 8.5 in this one. Severino's going to be your chalk today. I would expect him to have maybe 50% ownership on DraftKings and be really popular on FanDuel. I really like what I'm seeing. You know, obviously we saw yesterday Detroit put some runs up on the board, but that offense has been down as of late. But this guy's been, what, 7 strong here in 5 of his last 6 starts. So obviously getting the quality start in all those. Over 20 DraftKings points in 5 of those 6. Over 30 in 2 of those 6, which is a really big landmark for him to hit. And he just kind of has it all here today in this matchup versus the Tigers. A strong 180 favorite. Well, Michael Fulmer, he's just not a guy that I really like playing that much. I know his salary has finally dropped. I mean, he's 8,100. Consider this. He was 95-10-2 the last 2 starts, 9,400 before then. So this 8,100 mark looks like the second lowest salary he's had all season long. He had two other starts where he's at 8K against Tampa Bay and the White Sox. But the thing is, he just doesn't have the strikeout upside that I am looking for. His last start was all right. You know, he pitched you 8 full innings, 6 strikeouts, 3 earned runs, but didn't even get you 20 DraftKings points. Team didn't pick up the win. And for the salary that we're paying on him, he's just not that viable for me. 9,200 on FanDuel is insane. Severino, though, he's absolutely in play. Pfister and Clevinger, this is, again, a line that kind of opened my eyes a little bit to see Cleveland, a -130 favorite on the road against Boston. And neither of these pitchers are great. They're completely no-goes for me. The one thing about that you can make the case for Clevinger is that the Red Sox legitimately have, like, zero power in this lineup. Like, they're the opposite of seemingly every other Red Sox team we've had over the years, where it's like, oh, you know, things can change on a swing of a David Ortiz bat. Like, right now, they've got no power. None whatsoever. I mean, that alone makes Clevinger a little bit interesting, because is he really going to allow this team to string together 4 or 5 hits in an inning? No. And that's seemingly what has to happen for the Red Sox to score runs. So I don't think Clevinger is, like, garbage pitcher today. But, you know, 7,800 on DraftKings, there's a cheaper guy that I like much more than him. 7,800 on the single pitcher site on FanDuel, and he's coming off a pretty bad start. So I don't see me going there at all tonight, and then I'm not playing Doug Pfister against the hot Indians. Gio and Jose Urena out there in Miami, Nats 134 favorite. I get Gio here a little bit. I think the price is higher than I really want to go, and I kind of dogged him out a little bit last start against Milwaukee, and he pitched great. 8 Ks and 7 innings. Didn't get the win, but still got you 25 DraftKings points. And, you know, the game logs are really impressive. He's had 2 dog starts, Anaheim Angels, and I wouldn't even call this one a dog, against Atlanta. 6 innings, 6 strikeouts, but still finished with 15 DraftKings points. Otherwise, he's been 24, 31, 29, 23, 24, 22, 27, 19, 9. So, like, really, really solid numbers here for Gio Gonzalez. Miami, obviously, this is a matchup that you've got to think we've got some history on, as I bring up the old BVP. And, yeah, nothing that's crazy. I mean, he's only allowed 1 home run to the Miami Marlins hitters over the years. You know, 5-for-14, Realmuto. Stanton 6-for-25 with just 1 RBI and 2 extra base hits. Yeah, I mean, Ichiro's got the best numbers against him, and he's probably not going to play today. So I think there's a case to be made for him. And the reason I really like him is I think the Nats bats are going to just bomb Jose Urena, who I don't think is very good. The lefties there, Harper, Murphy, Lind could have a field day in this matchup. Defoe, Goodwin, like, those lefties should be able to rake. And but that's where I'm a little surprised. I would have put Gio at, like, -150 or 60 today if I was, you know, setting a line on this game. So I feel like there's a little bit low as it stands. Not quite what I expected here today. But I'm not on Gio at the moment, but another guy who I kind of get. Felix and Hamels in Texas, no. Alex Cobb and Charlie Morton in Houston, Charlie Morton, interesting option for us here today. We've seen the Rays, they just love to strike out, and Morton's really turned into a pretty solid strikeout pitcher here this season. Solid K rate, and with an offense behind him that should be able to get some production, I think he makes a lot of sense tonight. 10-6 on DraftKings, so he's cheaper than Gio Gonzalez today. 8,800 on FanDuel. I think Charlie Morton's going to be one of the guys that I'm looking to roster here a good bit today against Tampa Bay, who is just way too strikeout prone. You know, Lucas Duda is a big, strong bat, but also just kind of adds a few more strikeouts to that team. Last two games for us are Marco Estrada, James Shields out there in Chicago. Blue Jays -160 road favorite here. And I think Marco Estrada is going to get a lot of ownership on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft when people want to pay up, because he's 12-8 on Fantasy Draft today, 6,500 on DK, and even 6,900 on FanDuel if you really want to pay down. On single pitcher site, it's a little bit maybe not the greatest plan in the world. And admittedly, his DraftKings logs are ugly. You know, he's only had one start over double digits in his last five, where he had 11 fantasy points against Oakland that last time out, four strikeouts. Walks have just been the major issue here today. Four walks against Oakland, three against Cleveland, four against Detroit, four against New York, seven against Boston, four against Kansas City, four against Texas. Guy's got to find the strike zone. I mean, fact of the matter is, if he finds the strike zone, he's probably going to do okay here. You look at some of his other starts where he pitched deep into games and didn't have walk issues. Against Texas, he had 28. Against Baltimore, he had 39. And he had, one walk in each of those two games. So that's going to be an important factor here. We'll have to check some umpire data as well. But I think he's in play against this White Sox lineup, which I know Jose Abreu has been absolutely on fire at the plate today. So if you want to play him, I get it. And even if you wanted to take a one-off against Estrada, you could do that today if you think he's going to give up a home run. Not that, you know, that's usually a strategy we employ, but he's so cheap comparative to most anybody else out there. I think he's in play for me today. So I like Estrada. And then the last guy I got to talk about too. So I guess, you know, I really like Sonny Gray tonight as well against San Francisco. But man, this is another game. Like, you just don't see 9.5s out there in Oakland all that often. And that's what we got here today. Matt Cain is opposite of him, who's just really, really bad. And Sonny Gray's a pretty good pitcher. Like, I would have squarely put this at like an 8, with Sonny Gray on the mound. And it's not like, you know, I guess the Oakland run line's pretty high today at 5.2, but it's not like the Giants are even under 4 here at 4.2, or at about 4.3 themselves. And Gray has been super steady. I mean, he's been 20 at 6 consecutive starts on DraftKings. You know, Fantasy Drafter get him at 22.8, DK 11.7, FanDuel 95. I mean, I think, you know, this is a really good spot for him here today against San Francisco, who just does not hit right-handers well. Now, they don't strike out. You know, that's something that we're not, shouldn't be expecting with Sonny Gray, is a huge number of strikeouts. And, you know, he had 9-6-5-4-7-5-6. Is his recent starts here. I'll be curious to see what prop we get on him today as well. But I do like Sonny Gray. I think he's in play. But, man, that total is really high. And, well, when we get to the bats, which we're going to here in a second, I think Oakland's going to be ones that we're going to look at a little bit. So there you go. That's the pitching. I think Severino's your chalk today. I think Gray is an interesting pivot. Estrada on the cheap. Charlie Morton. And maybe sprinkle a little Geo today, but that's where I'm going with pitching. Let's get to the bets today. Again, fantasy draft. You don't need to be using a catcher, so don't worry about it. But James Shields is on the mound here today, so you're going to be looking at a lot of Blue Jays potentially. I know the Cubs did not do what we expected against James Shields, but Toronto, they've just literally disappointed us all season long. So why not one more time tonight, boys? But Russell Martin at 2,700 over on FanDuel, 3,600 on DraftKings, just really too affordable in this matchup. On FanDuel, you've got a number of options because Brian McCann is 2.7K as well. If you want to punt, Bruce Maxwell at 2.2 could be pretty interesting today. But I think that Russell Martin is going to be the guy that you're going to see on 90% of, maybe not 90, but 70% of cash games and 50-50s today, because he's just too cheap on both sites tonight. And really seems like, you know, the catcher option that you may want to play here tonight. So certainly like him in this matchup, and not much else that I'm really looking at here today. I mean, again, if you want to get away from the herd, which is always smart to do in your GPPs, you know, there are options. You can, you know, probably fit in a Gary the Goat today if you needed to. But for cash games, I think it's a simple play. And at first base, same could be said for this one with Justin Smoke. He's a guy that, again, is really hitting the ball well this season. Nice game from yesterday. $3,900 on FanDuel is his salary. $4,900 on DraftKings. Obviously not looking like huge value option for us at all, but man, does he pop here today as a guy who should have a pretty big game. Our alternatives here, there's a handful of guys that we can look to, though, as a pivot. Obviously, Oakland. I like Oakland bats a good bit tonight. So if you wanted to give Yonder Alonso a peek today, you could. $3,800 over on DraftKings. I love that price tag on him there. And then the guy who's really cheap today, and the team that's really cheap today on DK Fantasy Draft, is Seattle. And you can get Danny Valencia against Cole Hamels here tonight. And yes, like, his numbers are good. 376 wOBA against lefties, 209 ISO. That's this season. He's been great in that split for his career. Great upgrade in ballpark and a cheap price tag. I mean, $3,100 is just too darn cheap over there on DraftKings. $2,800 on FanDuel is all right, but I don't think that's nearly as much of a plug and play on FanDuel here today. So I really like him on DraftKings in particular. Let's see if anybody else is standing out for me here. You know, Zimmerman, a home run yesterday against Urena, fine price tag on him. Probably only putting him in my Washington stacks. I don't feel like he's a one-off cash game play. And then you obviously have Adam Lind against Urena as well in this matchup. And, you know, Urena this year, 372, or let's see, 351 wOBA against lefties, 183 ISO, and just a K rate of 5.26 Ks per nine versus lefties. So just an awful K rate to left-handed bats. So Lind, not a bad spot here today. Let me see what he's sitting in at DraftKings today. Let's see. He's 28 over on FanDuel tonight and 36 on DraftKings. So you're going to have to make a decision, him or Zimmerman, unless you're playing on Fantasy Draft, where then, of course, you can play them both, which might not be the worst idea if you think Urena is going to get bombed today. All right, let's move on to second base. And looking at some of the lineups here this morning, be curious to see what the lineup comes in at, because, you know, obviously we've got Jose Altuve. He's a pretty good player out there tonight, but man, it's, unless you're playing Daniel Murphy, which I would really recommend trying to get him into your lineup here tonight. And if you're on FanDuel, I think you can make it work. DraftKings, going to be a little bit tougher with Daniel Murphy over there on DraftKings. You can do it. Let's see. He's at 5K, though, in this matchup. I just talked about that, you know, that K rate and Urena's bad splits versus lefties. But he's a guy that you look at where you're like, okay, well, if I pay down with my second pitcher spot, you know, maybe I can make this work. And that could be an option for you today. And Daniel Murphy, really, really good play. But on the cheap side of things, if you want to save, Moncada, and by the way, I did overlook Kendrys Morales at first base. Every Blue Jay is in play today, maybe even Darwin Barney at second. Yoan Moncada against Marco Estrada. Obviously, if you're playing Estrada, you're probably not playing this guy. But, you know, he definitely has some power upside. But, man, he has not been, you know, very good at the plate so far in the big leagues. But nice upside to him. And a guy who does give up home runs in Estrada. He's just what, 2,600 over there on FanDuel. A little bit higher on DraftKings at 36. I don't know if I'm punching that number. Jed Lowry today against Matt Cain. Really nice lineup order for him. Likely batting third at 2,600 on FanDuel, 3,600 on DraftKings. And, you know, been okay the last couple of games. And I do think Oakland, again, I think they're a pretty good team today. Rougned Odor against Felix Hernandez. Played him all last week, hit the ball hard, didn't hit many home runs, and then I took Sunday off, and I think he hit a home run. Actually, he hit two of them, so way to go. Way to troll me through for 3 days there, Rougned, and then come back here and double-dong on the day I don't play. But, you know, on FanDuel at 2,900, Felix Hernandez on the mound doesn't scare me at all. 42 on DraftKings. Texas is really priced up. You'll probably get really low ownership on them because they have been pretty cheap today, but the one guy at second base I forgot to talk about here and I need to talk about because he is incredibly too cheap on DraftKings is Robinson Cano, and he gets a date against Cole Hamels. I'm not worried about lefty on lefty with a guy like Robinson Cano. He's, you know, an A-plus hitter. 297 WOBA, 128 ISO this season versus lefties, not particularly great. If we expound that over the last two seasons for him, it's a little bit better. 318 WOBA, 165 ISO. I just feel like he's way too cheap and does get the upgrade in ballpark, which I think is important. And Hamels has not looked good at all. So nice little option there is getting some of those bats in your lineup from Seattle. They are underpriced today. All right, let's move on to third base here tonight. And Josh Donaldson gets a date versus James Shields. He has not appeared to be the same Josh Donaldson as of years past, but nonetheless, pretty good hitter, and I'm probably going to play him against James Shields. Mike Moustakas as well. He's had a great season and just monster numbers. Just to give you context here, his numbers versus lefty or versus righties this season, a 301 ISO, 378 WOBA. He's just killing the ball versus right-handed pitching and gets you Baldo Jimenez today. So really like him here tonight. And I don't even hate Davidson for the White Sox if you're not playing Estrada. Again, 269 is his ISO so far against right-handed pitching. And Matt Chapman as well, 2.9. Smaller sample size this season, but 336 WOBA and a 306 ISO versus righties. The average isn't great at 210, but hitting for a lot of power. We talked about Machado's questionable numbers versus Duffy. That doesn't make him unplayable. You know, it's obviously BVP. It doesn't always work its way out the way it should. I just think there's other options I'd probably rather have today. I'm expecting Beltre gets the day off against Felix, maybe after getting 3,000 hits, maybe. Joey Gallo, though, you can get him for 2% ownership every single night. 3,900 here today on DraftKings. I don't think he is a horrible play against King Felix. Yeah, I think Moustakas, Donaldson are your, you know, clear kind of pay-ups here today in that spot over at third base. You could throw Ryan Healy into the mix as well for Oakland. He's really cheap on DraftKings or on FanDuel at 2,500, so there's a play for you. Shortstop, man, this is a miserable position. Like, what do I want to do at shortstop today? I mean, Marwin Gonzalez, I guess, is a option for us at shortstop here today. I haven't played him a whole lot, but he's been pretty good versus righties this season. 435 on the WOBA and, 3,600 here today on FanDuel. It's a steep price. DraftKings, he's at 43. But again, our options are limited here today. I've noticed if Adrian Sanchez would crack the lineup against Jose Urena at 2K, he might just be a punt worth going with. He's been awful so far, but not the worst minor league player, but he's 2K today, and this is a position you can definitely punt. So I've seen him on a few, you know, early optimal lineups if he cracks a lineup. So I'm just going to throw that name out there as a total punt for you today. 2K on FanDuel, 26 on DraftKings. But I think Marcus Semien's a better spot here on FanDuel at 31. On DraftKings, you know, we were getting him at like 3,500. Now he's up to 4,300. But Matt Cain,
yeah, it's Matt Cain. I'm not afraid to pay up for a guy against him today. Let's see. Xander Bogaerts, they're begging you to play him today. 2,900 on FanDuel. I think he's 30. I think he's like 32 over there on DraftKings. He's like way cheap on DraftKings, all things considered. He's just not seeing the ball really well right now. And, you know, this matchup here against Michael Clevinger, it's fine. I mean, the total is a 10.5. The implied run total is about 5. You know, he's batting in the heart of that order. But, again, it's not something I'm excited about. Don't stack Red Sox. You know, don't do it. They just don't hit home runs. So maybe he's a one-off if you need a guy. Hope that he gets you two doubles. Like, he can do that. But I don't see him being a marquee play, but feels a bit underpriced tonight. All right, lastly, let's hit up the outfield position where I think Matt Joyce is an interesting option for me today over on FanDuel and on DraftKings. Leading off, again, I think Oakland's going to score some runs for me tonight, so I'm going to have some Oakland stacks, and he will certainly be a part of it. Jose Bautista on FanDuel will probably be cash game chalk at just 3,300. 4K on FanDuel is doable, but against James Shields, I expect him to garner a ton of ownership. Nelson Cruz is under 4K on DraftKings, and he is under 4K on DraftKings, and he's a guy that I am interested in today, simply because he is, going back home, going against a lefty, and in a ballpark upgrade. So no reason not to really consider him a good bit today. Chris Davis, like him against Matt Cain. I mean, 305 ISO, 380. He should probably be a core play for you today, Chris Davis. I think, you know, ballpark is the one downgrade that we have for him, but Vegas expects them to score a ton of runs. Benintendi seems too cheap on DraftKings at 3,500, but no hits in his last couple of games. Hasn't done a whole lot. He's had one double-digit DraftKings game since the 18th of June, so it's been a while. So, I don't know. He seems cheap, but, again, back to those Red Sox. They're cheap for a reason, because they're not very good. So Bautista, Cruz on DraftKings in particular, Matt Joyce, Chris Davis, those are the guys I'm looking at kind of in the outfield for you here today. And then FanDuel, if you want to play Bryce Harper, if you can fit him, absolutely, I get it. No issues there. Maybe even Brandon Moss on the cheap today against Ubaldo Jimenez. You know, he's a guy who has two home run upside for sure. But there you go. That's it. I am done for the day. Certainly appreciate you guys giving us a listen, a download. And before I go anywhere, I need to tell you real quick about my friends over at Harry's Razors. Again, if anybody knows a lot about razors, it's me, because I don't just shave my face. I shave my head, and I do it with a Harry's razor. You get quality blades, just incredible closeness, comfortable glide on the blades, and the convenience. I'll tell you what, they are come ship right to your door, and honestly, they just are a really great product. So Harry's, they're really confident you're going to love their blades. They're going to give you a trial shave for free. That's right. So you go to harrys.com/rotogrinders, and you're just paying for your shipping, and you're going to get a free trial to see it for yourself. And if you're bald like me, don't worry. I use it for my head blade. I absolutely do. And again, they're all about a fair price. I mean, you've got 3 million people who have already switched over to Harry's. And Jeff and Andy, the two founders, they were kind of upset and disappointed that, you had to go into special cases because razors were really expensive. Remember that? Maybe they still do it. I don't know, because I don't buy them in stores anymore. But they have special cases because they're worried about people stealing razors. Like, that shouldn't be. And basically what they did is they bought their own German factory with 100 years of blade making experience to get the highest quality. And now they offer their blades half the price of the leading five blade razor. And they sell directly to you over the internet. So basically, to get your free trial from Harry's today, it's a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover your shipping. Your free trial is set to include a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. So to get your free trial, go to harrys.com/rotogrinders right now. That's harrys.com/rotogrinders, harrys.com/rotogrinders. Thanks for them for a sponsorship of this very podcast. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you so much for listening. No XM. Yeah, that's right. It's that time of year. Football rolls in. We're done from 6 to 7. So you got to catch all the content live here in Roto Grinders. Also, don't worry about this. Roto Grinders app. That's right. You can plug it right in to your Bluetooth into your car, and you can listen to Grinders Live. That's right, audio only, so we'll save you some of the data. And sneaky little thing, just another reason to get that app, which is incredible. You got Lineup Builder on that app. You've got the Grinders Live streamed on that app. You got push alerts on that app. You got everything you could possibly need. Make sure you download that Google Play and in the App Store for your iOS device. But again, we're out of here. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you again tomorrow right here. Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.